Okay. Behine, Mashakos or Ramam Zal. Shakarish Baruch, whom Mehuse, Vatsmuse, Vedaita, call Echot Mamish, Achtus Pshutum, or Kevis Klau. So the Rambam says it about his das and his chachma, you can't separate it out from Mehuse. Kein ha'inyan mamesh b'chol midoys ha'kodesh baruch hu u'b'chol shmoysav ha'kdoishim v'kinuyim she'kinu ha'nevim v'chazal k'goyin chanon v'rachum v'chosek yetze behen. So any, all midas, it has nothing, it's not only chachma. V'chein ma'shenikra chacham, d'chsir v'gam hu chacham v'chein ritzoyne, k'yoyitz Hashem asireya v'chofitz chesed hu v'roitzu v'shuvos v'shoyim v'nachot z'nisosem v'shosem u'tarinayim v'roiz v'ra. Ein with Sine with Chachmosa, Midas Chasach, Menusa Shem, Rosa, Moisif, and by Rebu, Rakavach, Shalom, Musa, Atzmusa. Ella, Atzmusa, Imohusa, with Sine, Chachmosa, Binasa, Vidaito, or Midas Chasach, Verosa, Manasa, Separata, Kula, Mechasi, Verosa, Vichain Shem, Rosa, Akhtoish, Akhwal, Achsus, Pshut, Mamish, Atzmusa, Mohusa. Now, it's something that for us is incredibly difficult to understand, but let's give a mashal for it. We have actually a very good marshal. When you have light and a prism, so you put white light through one end of a prism, and it comes out many colors from the outside of the prism. So it's something that I remember as children, we had a very hard time figuring out, because in colors that you paint, if you add all the colors, you get a black or a very, very dark brown or whatever it is. And then someone comes along and says, well, if you were to mix all the lights together, what would you get? And lo and behold, you get a white light. You shine those colors in one side, it comes out white, the other side, you shine white in one side, it comes out colors the other side. And in the white, it's not the pshat that there are red specks in the white and green specks in the white, it's not. What you have in the white light is rays that when they're separated, in other words, when it comes together, it's the eye perceives as white light. When it goes through a prism and it separates itself, then you have each one coming into its own, so to speak. So we have a mashal here of something where it's a mocker and shorish, it's one, and yet it's many when it passes through a certain prism. And what's Nogea also, like something like this, the what this statement tells us is as follows. I am allowed it's appropriate to speak in our life and our interactions of the many midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tuvo Yisbarach, Chasda Yisbarach, Chochmas Yisbarach, Ritzon Yisbarach. Those are genuine entities that I relate to. But when I'm talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I cannot make any statement like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, and Lamala, there isn't any separation. By people, it's not like that. By people within me, there's a part of me that's inclined to be nice to you. There's a part of me that's upset and angry and so on. So this is something that we don't have the ability to actually. And you know, when he says enkoch, I focus on these words, they're just common words. So it's a metaphor, but we do say it. We're saying it. So what does it mean? I can understand velo believe adam like Kiral Buryov. I think what he simply means is to accurately describe that something can be at the same time both. When I say this is both hot and cold, I'm saying words. Those words are meaningless. I'm just telling you that it's true. But the koach of peh means that I've described something. I haven't. So b'meila, I just need to leave it as such a statement.
Can I go back for one
yes.
second? He says that the midos are not musifin bo ribu ivar kava chas v'shalom.
Yes.
Kilu midos on an Adam are a tosefes in some
correct.
Way. How do you mean, why is that a tosefes? Midos is part of who you are, what you are. It's not...
Well, I could say I used to be... Well, it's very simple. I could say I used to be a very kind person. I got jaded. I got burnt. And now I'm no longer a kind person. I'm a bitter person, and so on. I could survive and not have the midas. So obviously the midah is a separate part of my personality. It's not my core person, and it can be divorced from it. I can teach somebody, I can train somebody to become a kind person. I can develop kindness.
I mean, you can lose a finger and still survive. The finger is part of you. I mean, it's because it can change everything.
True, but a finger is a limb of yours. A finger is not so
right,
each finger is separate, and it's not me exactly. That's the point of it. My heart, I could say, is me. My mind, uh-huh. Something like that. But I say mi'chachma. There are parts that, you know, I can lose parts of chachma and still be or I could become more smart. Mm-hmm. He says in a person, now he's giving here a reason. He's saying because the person is Mitzaya all the Muskolos. The reason why we have such a difficulty describing exactly and accurately what it means is because we use our models, our paradigms that we have as... So when I speak about Chachma, I'm speaking about my concept of Chachma, and I'm saying Akadosh Baruch Hu's. I cannot really think of something that is different. I mean, I think it in terms of myself. Akadosh Baruch Hu Rom V'Nisa Kodesh Moy. Akadosh Baruch Hu is beyond. Kleima Shu Kodesh Umuvdol. Riva Rosarin Kates V'Tachs Andregus Avdelos Lamala Mala Me'erech V'Sug Min Kol Akadosh Baruch Hu Zamaylus Shuchan Nevorim LaHasig V'Letzaya B'Sichlam. So, the person himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, is beyond anything that we have shayas to. Meaning, like we said many times before, the musik of Kadosh or Nivdal means there is no common denominator. So when I look at myself and I say human brain and an octopus's brain, there are differences, but it still has a certain brain to itself. Let's take another example. When I then you say a brain, and I'm referring to a computer processor, it's already very, very different than my brain. It still has similarities to it, and so on. So when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we speak about the brains of something, but we're using us, but it's stretched way too far for us to have a meaningful muscle with it. Kamayla v'madrega shenis evroim yachachma, shalchei nikris reishis. Kibemis he raises the mekor kol achayus b'nivroi. Kima chochma nemshachs bina v'das, v'memshachs kol midas, shebenefesh amaskelas, kima ava v'chesach v'chetzibem. V'kanira b'chush, shakot nishayim v'das, v'kas tomid v'achzori. V'gam avosei l'dvarim tanim, shenroi l'avam, v'shayim v'das lev dvarim roi l'avam. Sh'ava k'fi adas. Now, he says over here a point, and this is a point that is in line with what he's saying. Yeah?
Hi.
Okay, one second, let me...
Yes.
I'll get you both, okay?
Okay,
no, okay.
Should I pause the...
pause, there's a pause. Okay. Let's take, this is a point that he says over here that's really a very, very important point, and it goes a lot to the heart of his understanding of person. When Lachor, Midas, and Das seem to be very separate, but when we say a person is small-minded, his Midas tend to be small also. At the end of the day, the midas are amplification of the das. So if I see things through very narrow focus, I can't be a good person. And so we do find, on the other hand, you can find simple and pious people, you know, they're good-hearted, but they're simple. But there's much to be said, a person who gets angry easy, upset easy, a lot of times it's missing a certain, you're obviously not seeing things from a different context, a bigger context. A lot of psychology works by giving a person a different perspective. And we always speak that's what the Rambam calls it, Hilchos Deis, because at the end of the day, the reactions are the symptoms of a certain type of the hair of understanding of shatzing a matzah. You know, how do I look at this situation? How do I look at this situation? And so on and so forth. So he says, I once heard my mechutin is a Chavetz Chaim, so they read a shidduch to him, a bachad, and they pointed out, they said the mile of this bachar is that he's a big Bal Havana. So he asked the Rosh Yeshiva if it's a mile. He said, I'm not looking for a yeshiva for the yeshiva, I'm looking for a husband for my wife. So is being a Bal Havana, is it any mile in life? And he told him, Rav Henoch said, that Havana is a mile in everything a person does. He does differently when he's a Bal Havana. And that's why a child is petty. So pettiness and large are tchunas hanefesh that are really measures of das in a certain sense. And this is the Baal Tanya's point that you need to focus on das as the. Shavu as a medicine nefesh and shavu b'tevis v'yisus amachshava. Shanefesh mechashavas b'davah shahavis eich lifal b'chesed v'achmim v'chein b'sha medis. ובכל מחשבה שבהולם לובשס בו איזה מידה מביא לאשר המחשבה זו, ומידה זו חיוסה של המחשבה זו. ומאויסיס המחשבה נמשוכס אויסיס הדיבו מחיוס הממש. והדיבו מהבדי מייס הצדוקה והחסד, והן חיוס הממש. So, והדיבו מהבדי מייס הצדוקה והחסד, גם המלך שמצב לעבור הבליטה. So he says this is the way in which it goes. It starts with the das. It's mislabish in the midas. The midas are mislabish in dibur. The dibur in maisa. So when I have a small petty type of mahalach, then I'm tsar ayin, and b'meila I'm upset at people that I feel are infringing on my things, and and then I formulate the thought that this person is taking what's mine, and I should get very angry and I yell and scream, do whatever I want.
If you're not being mitzavet to others like a melech, so that the dibor is the formulation of the concept.
So he means at the end of the day, he's mitzav himself. In other words, you act when you have a clear sense of what you want to do. Sometimes you can just, in other words, the dibor that connects machshava to maisa is the crystallization of my feelings.
Like I was saying, formulating the thought into something.
Right. In other words, listen, sometimes you see somebody's angry, frustrated, and just bangs his hands away at the table. Sometimes he bangs a person. In other words, right. He's formulated and said he's the one who's responsible, and that's where I'm going. וכערך ומשל הגוף לנשמה, כן ערך איסיס הדיבל איסה מחשבה, כן ערך איסה מחשבה זה מרוס המידה מלבש ומחייסה, כן ערך מרוס חייס המידה לפקדה, וכך מן הדעה שכלולוסן הוא השיח לנשום מידה זו. So in a person, we have a center and many, many branches. וכל זה בנפש האדם, בנפש כל הבורים של חלום מסלדים תחתונים שקום הכך מראש נקרא חייס. So he says, In a human being, Chachma is the Reishis and Makor and Shoyos for everything, and everything else branches out from it. But we Teifes it as something branching out and being different. Mashenkin, the next parak he's going to speak, Akadosh Baruch Hu, that doesn't exist, and it's Hainu Hach, and so on and so forth. Okay, we'll hold it here.
Thank you.